Okay, we'll get back to some of the horrors we had on the sugya last week. Okay, the Gemara here was discussing the fact that from the time of Moshe till the certain tekufa in Klal Yisrael, there was what the Gemara calls lehoya by doifi. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Batlu Ashkailas. And Ashkailas means that there was absolutely Mikan Ve'ela Choya Bahem Doifi. That's the Gemara. So, then the Gemara brought down a Maisa with a Chacham Echad, a Chosid Echad, that was sick and he needed the goat's milk. They tied the goat to the bed. And the end is the Gemara says the only thing they found by him was this one Doifi that he had. And therefore the Gemara drays out of that. Rabbi Yaisi says, Doifi shall smicha ktani. So Rashi explains that until the Ad Yaisi ben Yezer will nechlak besmicha velo bishum dova. Ulochi nokat smicha, why do we chap smicha? Dehi hoisa machloikes rishoina shenechluk by chachom meyola. Rashi actually is talking about the Indian of if you do smicha on Yom Tov. So it's clear from the Gemara that the up until a certain tekufa there was no machloikis. When the Gemara says doifi, it means there was no machloikis. The Gemara in the Havamina thought something else. We have to know what the Havamina was. But the Gemara seems to go from assuming that doifi means one thing, and that's why the Gemara had a problem with that chosid echot. That seems to be there was no doifi. And then the Gemara switches over to doifi shel smicha, which according to the way Rashi explains, means doubt, machloikis. That until that time, there was no machloikis in Klal Yisrael. So we wanted to clarify, why did the Gemara have a problem b'chlal with this chassid echad? This chassid echad made a mistake. That's what it says, badku, they checked, v'loi matzu boi elo oisei oven. So they found something. They found something wrong. So it's clear that even according to the Halamina of the Gemara, doifi doesn't just mean something wrong. Because then the Gemara would have had a question from that story. That story doesn't prove anything. Adarabah, that story is mashma that they found something. That's chet. So we were analyzing last week about this chosid echad, whether what he did halachically was correct. Assuming that he was a choyla, even not a choyla sheyesh besakana. We had a machloikis if he was a choyla sheyesh besakana. Even assuming that he was not a choyla sheyesh besakana. Right? The halacha is a choyla sheyim besakana, the Ran says, he's allowed to be over an issa de rabbana. You're allowed to be misrape with an issa de rabbana. So this choyla, even if he was not a choyla sheyesh besakana, according to the Ran, he would have been allowed to be over an issa de rabbana. So he didn't do anything wrong, in fact. So we're analyzing what standpoint was the Gemara coming from that he b'chlal did something wrong. So I brought down from the Shita Mekubetzes, according to one way of learning, he was obligated to give up his life, not to be mevakel this takana. We had a problem. Why would he be chayev to give up his life? So I brought down here's the Marashah. My Yovoy, Ha'osra Mishum Refuah. So the Marashah goes and answers, Chol Hashem B'Sakona. Now the Ran says, Misrapim B'Yisurin D'Rabbonon, B'Chol Hashem B'Sakona. V'chein Nifsak B'Yerodeya, Semen Kufnun Hei. So Allah, we pass in that way, that you could be over in this D'Rabbonon for Chol. So that leaves us back to the problem, what did the Chosid even do wrong? And Rav Yashiv is also oimed on this in his sefer. He feels that this chassid l'chora acted according to halacha. He did nothing wrong. This Rav Yashiv, which makes it even more difficult. The Marshal learns he was a chayla she'en bo sakana. The Meiri learns he was a chayla she'yesh bo sakana. So ask Rav Yashiv, what's going on? So the Meiri over there says, Roy sheyachmer al atzmai. Kivon de takonas u misakne mishum takonas arabim. Haridinu shetidche pikuach nefesh. Very difficult to understand. I mean, the only possible way we gave it any kind of backing, last week we discussed the Shaila and the Rishonim and Ksubas, if a person has to give up his life for mominus. In other words, so if another Jew's money is involved, are you allowed to steal in order to protect yourself? And we had over here a Ramban in Ksubas. He says as follows. They should give up their life. Says the Ramban, even though nothing stands in the way of pikuach nefesh, they should give up their life. The Eloi Avdi Hachi, he says, Mishavi Navshayu Birshi. Could you imagine? If they don't do that, if the Edim, because here in Ksubas, the Gemara says we don't believe them. Because if the Edim say that they didn't give up their life, not to testify falsely, they're a Shoyim. It's fascinating. V'chemivu Barashba. That's the Shita Mekubetzes. So the Rishonim and Ksubas who hold that you have to give up your life for momentous type of issues. So if we learn that way, maybe we can kvetch that that's what the Chosen Echad did wrong. But Shelley asked a good question, meaning since the idea of not bringing up a Hemadakas in Eretz Yisrael is because of Gezel, because they're going to go into fields, and so there's a Swach of Gezel. So Al Gezel, there's a din of Yaharek Val Yav. But that also is very difficult. You remember your question. L'mayis said, Chosed Echad tied it to the bed. In his personal situation, there was no gezel. He tied the ace to the bed. And he, so clearly, the ace wasn't going to pasture in other fields. So it wasn't gezel. And if you look at the Lashonis of the Rishonim, the Ramban, it's all because, the Meiri, since the Chachamim made a takana, so he shouldn't have given up his life. What does that mean? We just said that you're allowed to be over even b'mokum cholish she'im bo sakana. You're allowed to be over the rabbana. So it's really very difficult to understand what this chosed echad did wrong. The reason why I'm focusing on that is I think it'll give us some havana in the whole hemshich of where the gemara is coming from. The gemara then jumps to the inyan of the halachas that when ishtakach bimei evlo yishol moishe. And we had difficulty understanding why Klai Yisrael wanted to kill Yeshua. The Gemara says they were oimed on Yeshua, bikshu lahargo. They wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill Yeshua ben Nun. The Rebbe Hashem told them, listen, take them to war. Leich v'tordon b'melchama. The Rebbe Hashem said, go take them to war, because if you don't, they're going to kill you. They're going to kill you. So we had a problem. If Klal Yisrael had a right to kill him, then what does this Leich v'tordon b'melchama, what does that do? So I brought down a chap from Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz and the Yaris Tavash, that he says, from Melchama, you see, even a Talmud Chacham that forgot his learning also has value. It's really very unclear as to where the Gemara is coming from, why Klal Yisrael had a right to kill him. I mean, it's true that Rav Yonasan Eibishitz is saying that's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, HaShecheyach Dova Mi Talmudu Yischaiv Misi. It's true. Right? Does that mean that if you're giving a shear and a guy forgets something, you shoot him? Obviously not. In all the cases of Shas, of Chayiv Misa, unless it's Misa's Bezdin, you don't kill the guy. Clearly, whatever this means, that somebody who forgets learning is Mischayiv B'Nafshay, that's not Misa B'Dei Odom. Even the Havamin of Klal Yisrael, forgetting that Yeshua B'Nun was an Oynes, but assuming that Yeshua B'Nun wasn't an Oynes, they have a right to kill him? By what means do they have a right to kill him? Very difficult. Another thing we were struggling with here was that the Gemara seems to say, at least, except the Marshal lumps everything together, it seems that the Gemara is giving one reason for Yeshua ben Nun and another reason for all the other Nevi'im. When they came to Yeshua ben Nun, they said, tell it to us. So Yeshua ben Nun said, I can't. Because he said, Laba Shemayimi, I can't do it. When they went to the Nevi'im went and they said, Eila Advorim, Ein Novi Rashi Lechadish Bodo. A Novi is not allowed to create something new. So somehow, it seems that there was a difference between Yeshua ben Nun's reason and the other reasons. The Maharsha says it's all one reason. Lava Shemayimi and Ein Novi Rashi Lechadish Dover is one thing. But the Gemara clearly is bringing separate psukim. That Yeshua ben Nun gave one pasuk, and the Nevi'im gave another pasuk. So we wanted to analyze, maybe they're coming from someplace else. Maybe, in fact, there's two dinim. There's one din for Yeshua ben Nun, and then there's another din for the Nevi'im. Okay. Then we had several other sugyas in Shas. We are mashma that they did use Nevi'im to bring things back. We had the sugya in Megillah, on Daf Gimel. We had the sugya in Sukkah. And over there, from the way Rashi learns the Gemara anyway, Rashi seems to learn the Gemara that through the Nevuah, they brought things back. Okay? So Rashi seems to say that there's not a problem of bringing something back by Nevuah. And that's a question that all the Achronim ask on Rashi, that it doesn't seem to be consistent with our sugya, that seems to say that a Navi is not allowed to bring something back through Nevuah. So there are various interpretations. Some of the Achronim want to say that even though Rashi says Al Pi HaDibur, it was more that the Dibur, after they got the Nevuah, they were reminded. So in other words, there is that concept in Halacha where if you use an abstract thing to remind you, and then you get the now, then you remember it, it's called your own information. It's not called that you got it from elsewhere. For instance, the Gemara says, an aid is not allowed to give aidus mitar chaksav. So let's say I write my aidus down, my testimony, and 20 years later I forgot the testimony. I open up my drawer, take out the document, my memoirs, I see what I wrote. Now I come to Bezin to say aidus. It doesn't work. No good. What happens if I open up my drawer, I take out the document, I read it, and then I remember? Then I have my own memory. It's not just I'm staying over from the paper. So then the halacha is it's considered my own information. It's not a problem with P.M. Volume picks up. Even though were it not to be for the paper, I wouldn't have remembered. But now that I read the information, now I remember, now it's not called that I got the information anymore from the ksav. That's called my own information. So there is possibility of saying that these different sugyas, that Rashi implies that it was through Nevuah that they brought these things back, what it really means is, after they got the Nevuah, the Zikaron came back of the Mesorah. Now they remembered what was given over to them, in which case it would be called their own information. If it's good enough for Edus, it's good enough for the Mesorah. It's their own information. That's another possibility. Rashi's not mashma that way. Besides for that, the mashmois is that it was lost. It's not that we had a memory and then we forgot and then we were reminded. The mashma was gone. The mashma, there was a lapse of a door, was forgotten. So it's difficult to learn that way. Okay. So, here's why I think we could say in order to miyashiv. By the way, the Yerushalmi does not learn like Rashi. The Yerushalmi in Sukkah, in fact, learns that shokrum v'chozer v'yizdun means not through Nevuah. The Yerushalmi learns they reestablished it through on their own without using Nevuah. But Rashi clearly says it was Nevuah. Oh, I want to just add one more Rambam. Very difficult Rambam. The Rambam brings down, if a guy becomes a ger, and then he decides that he wants to give up the geiris. He wants to give up the conversion. Obviously he can't. Obviously he can't. He became Yisrael. He can't go back. But he says he wants to. So the Rambam says he cannot do it. And then the Rambam goes and makes a statement like this in Hilchos Melachim. He says, Ella, says the Rambam, Oy yiyek a ger l'chol dvarav. Either he has to be a ger, Oy yehoreg, or he will get killed. So everybody else on this Rambam doesn't really make sense. He's a Jew. So why? He's no different than any Jew. If a Jew comes in and says, you know what, I don't want to be Jewish. I don't want to act Jewish, forget be Jewish. I don't want to act Jewish. Okay, so there's a process. When they used to have a Beis Din, there's a process. You take the guy to Beis Din, you tell him, you're not allowed to machal Shabbos, you give him Hasroah, he's makabel the Hasroah. If he's over something, which is Mises Beis Din, he gets Mises. If he's over Chayvi Malkus, he gets Malkus. If he's over Chayvi Aseh, he gets nothing. Shemayim takes care of him. What does it mean? Or either he should keep everything, or Yehorek. It's mashma from the Rambam that the mere fact that he says, I'm giving up the Geirus, he's Chayv Misa. What is that? What kind of Chayv Misa is that? What's the source to that? Okay, so there happens to be a fascinating Rabbi Shule Diskin. Rabbi Shule Diskin learns that the source is Matan Torah. Kleisel accepted the Torah, and then they got scared. According to the Tanchuma, they started backing off. So the Rebbe Nishon picked up the mountain, put on top of them. He said, "Im atem makabel masatera mutav, v'im lav shom tek furascha." So Rabbi Shule Diskin says that's the source. From that sugi is a source that if you renege on a kabbalah that you made, that's what we were. Kleisel and Matan Torah were gerim. We accepted the Torah. Now that we reneged from the kabbalah, we chayv misa. That's the what? Any what? No. You see, according to Rabbi Yeshua Leib, it's only the one who made the kabbalah. The initial that door. The other ones didn't make a kabbalah. That's his whole point. His point is, you see from that medrash and the Gemara that reneging from a kabbalah, you chayv misa. To which I have the same question that I asked you on this sugya. Which is that, number one, we don't learn halacha from Medroshim. Medroshim is even a Gemara, that, as I got it to. We don't learn halacha l'maisa. Needless to say, we don't kill people based on a Medrash. Right? And also, when Hashem picked up the mountain and said, Shem Teik Furasim, that was Misa B'dei Shemayim. That wasn't Mrs. Bezdin. So it's really difficult. What's the mokeh that there is such a concept? Yes. No. Mrs. Bezdin. Okay. I mentioned last week the Pnei Yeshua, which he actually learns the sugya differently. He learns that it also was not Al Yidei Nevuah. There are others who want to kvetch, but it's a big kvetch, and many of the Rishonim don't agree with that. And that is that if a Navi brings back an aspect of something, that's not a problem of Ela. So in other words, just like the Gemara says that Priya was brought back by Yeshua ben Nun, that they didn't do Priya till Yeshua ben Nun, the Gemara in Yevamos, the Fayin Aleph. So because that's an aspect of Mitzvah Smila. Ein Novi Rashi L'Chadish Dover Me'ata means a Novi can't come and bring down a completely new thing, but an aspect of a Mitzvah he could. And therefore, let's say Arova and Sukkah, that's an aspect. Priya is an aspect of a mitzvah. This is found in the Rishonim, in some Rishonim in Yevamos, bring this concept down. But it's also one which the Ritva rejects, that Lav B'Shamayim means any aspect. The Ritva is found over there in Yevamos, Tafayin Aleph, and that's sugya. So I felt that there's a different point here in the sugya, that's maybe in between the lines, But really, I think it gives us a whole different mahalach to understand the Seder Hadvarim. We brought down the Shaila from the Abiya Emel, whether you can rely on the Shaila of Tshuvas Min HaShemayim. And we went through in detail as far as what the Tshuvas Min HaShemayim did, and we broke it up that really in the Shaila, in Lava Shemayim, there's many categories. Many categories where Shemayim could tell you something. Shemayim can tell you something. First of all, you could have Shemayim telling you something new. Something that wasn't given L'moshe Mesina. Something new. That's one type of Lav B'Shemayim. In that lies also if Shemayim comes and contradicts something which was given on Har Sinai, L'moshe. If the Baskel would come out and tell us that the Aloch is like Rebbe Lezer, like the Gemara above Metziah Daf Nun Tes, where Machloikis Rebbe Lezer and the Chachomim, Machloikis Yochid V'Rabim, Aloch K'Rabim, the Baskel comes out and says, no, Halacha is like Rebbe Lezer. It's a contradiction with what the truth is. Tosfos says in Erevin that the reason why they ignored the Baskel in Bava Metzia, and they didn't ignore the Baskel in Meseches Erevin by Beishamai and Beisilul, Tosfos says because the Baskel in Erevin was consistent with the Halacha, because Beisilul was the Rav, and the Baskel in Bava Metzia was a contradiction with it. It's a beautiful pshat from Rabbi Yankov Zatzal. Rabbi Yankov says he doesn't understand Tosfos. Mamonavshach. If Tosfos is trying to tell us the Baskel was consistent, what do we need it for? We didn't need the Baskel. It's mashma they went with the Baskel. And if the Baskel wasn't consistent, then we go back to our question. Either way. So Rabbi Yankov had a great idea. Rabbi Yankov said that if you look at the Machloikis, Beishamai and Beisilul, Beishamai said, it says that for 3 years, Beishamai and Beisilul argued. Halolu mezakin, halolu mechayvin. Then the Gemara says, halolu oimim alocha kemoisenu, halolu oimim alocha kemoisenu. So Biankov says, it's mashmah, there were two Machloikis. One was, chayiv, potter, tomei, tahar. Then there was another Machloikis. Who's the alocha like? Meaning, who do you go by? Do you go by Shammai? Do you go by Hillel? What was that machlekes? So Biankov says that Shammai Shita was that we go by the actual truth. We don't go by the perceptive truth in this world. We go by the actual emes. That's what wins. And that's why Shammai, and he brought Rias from Shas, Shammai Shita, when you're dancing in front of a kala, the Gemara says in Ksubis, that Basil will say, just say she's beautiful. Say beautiful. According to Basil, listen, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. The Chosin thinks she's beautiful. Somebody thinks she's beautiful. She's beautiful. Beishamai say, no, kala kamoishihi. You have to say the way it is. To say the way it is. That's why I kind of, that the song is not a good song. Because Ketzin Marak, the Lifnei HaKala, is only a Shaila if the kala is not pretty. If the kala is pretty to everybody, then everybody agrees you say Kala Novach Suda. The Gemara in Ksubis is addressing if you have a Kala who's ugly. Ketzad Merakdin Lifnei HaKala. How do you dance in front of a Kala that's ugly? Beishamai say you can't say give compliments that are false. Beisil say you can give a compliment that's not 100%. So every time you go to a Chasana and they dance Ketzad Merakdin Lifnei HaKala, if the Kala would know the Gemara in Ksubis, she'd be very insulted. Basically we're saying, Rebbetzin, we have a machlokes l'gabei you, what we do. But don't worry, we pass it like Beis Hillel, kale no vachsude. And even if you want to make a song out of it, I would say the song should start from kale no vachsude, not ketzer marakti, because ketzer is a kasha. We're telling the kale, Rebbetzin, we have a problem. Ketzer marakti, mufne ha kale. It's good they didn't make Beishamai part of the song. Beishamai yomim kale kamoshi, Beis Hillel yomim kale no vachsude. But Yankov said beautifully that according to Beis Hillel, if the person thinks she's pretty, that's pretty. It's perceptive pretty. Beis Shammai hold that since they had the brains, the Gemara says Beis Shammai mechadat yitfei, so they felt that even though perception in the world, the roiv, was like Beis Hillel, They felt we don't go by the roiv in the world, we go by the actual truth. The actual truth, they felt they were right. So he says, this machlokes of whether you go what's in Shemayim, or you go what's Eretz, that was a separate machlokes to Meshamei Beis Hillel. Came the Baskel, and the Baskel spoke to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel didn't need the Baskel. But once the Baskel came out and said, Aloha ke Beis Hillel, now Beis Shammai were cut off on both ends. But Eretz, it was like Beis Hillel anyway. Beis Shammai was saying, no, we go by what Shemayim says. Okay. Beis Shammai just said they're a piece. The Shemayim said they're a piece. It's a beautiful concept. That's what so Bianca learns the Baskel was only needed for Beis Shammai. You, Beis Shammai, say you want to go by Klapi Shemayim. No, we go by the Eretz. But then there's another kind of Baskel. Not only is the Baskel not a contradiction, but the Baskel is just telling you a fact. It's telling you a Metzius. And that's a whole different type of Bashamayim. That there are countless rayas that we go by that. First of all, the Gemara says here in Yuma, Sofik ben Tishal Arishin ben Shevelach. They didn't know who the baby was, if he belonged to husband A or husband B. So the Gemara says in Yuma, they used the mun to prove it. They use the mun to prove who's the father. So the Maram ben Chaviv asks, Heich sofik zeh, the ben test rishon or test rishon, or shivul achrim, nifsak al yidei shamayim? Halo, lav ba shamayimi? Ve'ein novi rashay l'chadish dovo? That's the Maram ben Chaviv, asked this question in Yuma. So the Mishnah Melech, in Hilchos Ishus, makes this distinction. He says it's obvious from the Gemara that facts, factual information, you could get through Nevuah. There is factual information. It's not the Paskin of Shaila. Factual information you could get. And for this, there's countless rayas. You go through so many sugyas in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Im Yovo Eliyahu, if Eliyahu Novi would come and tell us that this is the way it is, we wouldn't listen to him. And that's the Gemara, let's say, in Yevamos. The Gemara talks about a shaila. If you're choylitz to a woman, a Yevama who's pregnant, the halacha is she doesn't become mutter l'shuk till she delivers a living baby. So if a man leaves over a wife that's pregnant and there's a miscarriage, she's a Yevama. The shaila is if you do chalitza in between, after the brother died, before the woman was mapa, before she had a miscarriage, does that chalitza work? So machlokes of Yechonim and Shlokish. One of the lines of reasoning brought down in the Gemara is, what do you mean? If Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us now that there would be a miscarriage, so she's a bas yibum. There is also a fact, factual information. We rely on Eliyahu HaNavi coming to give us nevuah. By Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, the Rebbeinu Shem told Avimelech, give back Sarah to Avram Avinu. Why? I, she's usher on him. Because maybe you were mezana. Ki noviyu. So Rashi says, he knows that you didn't touch her. How does that help? Nevuah. So over there, maybe you could say, before Mount Torah. You know, you can, even though the others kept the whole Torah, still you could say that Lav Vashamayimi, that they didn't keep that aspect. Okay. But the simple is that they did. And again, there's endless sugyas and shas that say if Eliyahu HaNavi would come, the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Hey, with Eliyahu, the birds brought him the food, meat. The Gemara says, what do you mean? It's Basar Shenis Alam and Ayin. Can't eat the meat. Maybe it's treif. The Gemara says, he knew Al Pi Adibur. He knew that it was kosher. What do you mean? So anyway, there's no end to the sugyas that clearly imply that Metzius, you can. So what the Mivar to you is as follows. Going back to Yeshua ben Nun, and what was wrong with what Yeshua ben Nun did, that Klaiso wanted to kill him. Besides, we asked last week, It seems Yeshua did everything right. Moshe Rabbeinu called him over. He told him, do you have any doubts? And Yeshua said, no, I have no doubts. He said, I was with you. I've been here. I have no doubts. The Gemara says, that minute, Nizdaza, the whole world shook, and he forgot all these halachas. What did he do wrong? What did Yeshua do wrong? It was accurate. For Haraya, the Gemara says, Nishtakhu, was forgotten. That means he really knew them. So Yeshua really knew Kalat HaRakula. If he knew Kalat HaRakula, what was he missing? So I'll tell you a beautiful concept that I once saw by Reb Yankiv, Nemes LeYankiv. He wanted to say as follows. He said, there are two tkufas in Klal Yisrael. There's the tkufa of Torah Shebiksav, and there's a tkufa of Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? But besides for that, there's also a tkufa of Moshe Rabbeinu, and a tkufa of from there on. Up until the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, the Torah was something that you were able to expand throughout Chumash. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells him, okay, this is the halach. Moshe Rabbeinu goes back to Benoist Tzolofchot. Moshe goes back to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Lagabi Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no such thing as Lav Bashamayim. Listen, Moshe got the Torah from Shemayim. There's no Lav Bashamayim on Moshe. Moshe could go back 100 times to Rabbeinu Shel Olam and ask him and get responses, which means that in the tkufa of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah was almost in a different category. I'll call it, for the lack of a better way of putting it, it was a creative Torah. It was a Torah that was creative. Moshe went back to Rabbeinu Shalom, came back to Klal Yisrael, went back. And again, that's what the Zohar says clearly. The Zohar says that on Moshe Rabbeinu himself, there's no din of Lav Bashamayim. If Moshe would get something in Ruach HaKadosh, no problem. That's okay. The whole day, Novi Rasha Lechadish Dover Meyato, Hainu Achar Moshe, Abel Moshe Atzmo Yocholodun Beruach HaKadosh. And that's the Zohar. If you want the Loshon Arami of the Zohar is found in Parashas Yisroel. And the Zohar says, Moshe lo yitzrich do. By Moshe, he didn't have any issue with forgetting Torah. Began the Ruach HaKadosh Shavu Asa L'Gabei V'Oidolei. Moshe always had Ruach HaKadosh talking to him. Ubei Avicho Mikol. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the essence of Torah Shebiksav, of Chamisha Chum Shein Torah. And therefore, Moshe was able to go Shemayim, come back. Says Reb Yankiv, that once Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, that whole element of being able to go to the Rabbeinu Shalom and ask and come back, that doesn't exist. That's finished. That's gone. It's a closure of a tkufa. The creativity of Torah is the end. The creativity of Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebaal Peh, endless creativity. Torah Shebiksav is ended. He says, that is what Moshe was telling his Talmud Yeshua. Yeshua, do you have anything you want to know? Is there anything more that you... I can still bring new stuff. You can answer me something. I can go to Shemayim. I can... Yeshua ben Nun didn't acknowledge that the Torah was going down a notch now. He didn't acknowledge that. He said, listen, whatever you told me, I know. So Yeshua did not acknowledge that the Torah was now ending. And now it's going into a new phase. It's a new phase. It's like Lahavdil, you sit down, you draw up a contract. Right? Until the contract is signed, the contract is a contract of creativity. You can add things, you can take things away, you can make marks, you can make conditions and riders. But once the contract is signed, sealed, and delivered, it's finished. Says Reb Yankiv, that Yeshua ben Nun didn't acknowledge that point. He said, what do you mean? What do I have to ask you? Everything you gave me, I have. Moshe was saying, what do you mean? Shaal, ask. We can still, there's still what to talk about. It's a different tkufa. He says, because of that, the halachas got forgotten from Yeshua. and Yeshua was stuck, so that he should realize that if this would have happened to Moshe, it wouldn't have been a problem. Moshe could have come back. Yeshua was taught in a real way what Yerida was, going from that level to the next level. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a different level. And that level of Pel Pa Dabra Boy, besides for clarity, it was a whole different level of Torah. The Torah was still something that we were able to go to Shemayim and get answers. After that, it was over. That's how Rabbi Yankov touched up what Yeshua Benun did wrong when he conversed with Moshe Rabbeinu. I think if we look back at our sugya, that's really what's going on from the beginning. From beginning to end. It's clear that the Gemara is talking about the Mesorah of the Torah being given over from generation to generation. And the Gemara talks about Doifi. The Gemara is talking about the wholesomeness of the Torah being over from generation to generation. There's a big difference if a leader, if one of the Baalei HaMesorah does not keep the Torah versus if a regular person doesn't keep the Torah. If a regular person doesn't keep the Torah, he did a chet. He did an avera. And it's gauged accordingly. If it's a chayv elavin, it's chayv malkus. If it's chayv emisa, it's chayv misa. But when a leader of the generation, one of the ones that is giving over the Torah from generation to generation, does a chet, he's manipulating the mesiras haTorah. He's causing a break in the mesiras. That's a whole new level. That level is a level of Chayiv Misa. Reb Tarfon brings down in Meseches Brochus, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, Ani Yisi Oilech Baderech, Vihitesi Likrois Kedivrei Beishamai. And I read Krishma like Beishamai. Right? Vesikanti Ba'atzmi Mipnei Alistim. And I endangered, my life became endangered from the listing. So everybody asks, the Vilna Gaon, many, Chayiv Misa? I mean, if he would have missed Krishna, he wouldn't have been Chayiv Misa. Chayiv Misa? Terence says, yes. Because Reb Tarfon was from the Baalei HaMesorah. By him doing something like Beis Shammai, he's manipulating the giving over of the Torah Midor Dor. I believe that that's the pshat in this Meiri. That Rav Eliashiv brings down, that he questions. The Meiri says that even though the chosid was a choyle sheyesh po sakone, ho yorei sheyachmer al atzmoi. For him, he should have been machmer. When the chosid brings a goat into his house, he's manipulating the mesorah. That's part of the liability of being a manik, of being from the Baalei Mesorah. And therefore, says the Meiri, the kivon de takona zu niknis, since this was a takona, dinu shetidche pikoach nefesh. I want to tell you that the Meiri would agree, if it was stam a person, he would be able to be mekel. But for him, as being the Baalei Mesorah, for him he wasn't allowed to do that. For him he was manipulated. And for this there are many sources. Korach. When Korach questioned the Mesorah of Moshe, and he jeopardized the Mesiras HaTorah from generation to generation, at that point he was Chayiv Misa. He was Chayiv Misa. When the Rambam says that a ger, who's Megayer, when a ger is Megayer, it's like a miniature Kabbalah HaTorah. He's creating a new Mesiras HaTorah. It's almost like a reliving of Maimon Har Sinai. When the ger reneges, it's not just a chet, it's disconnecting that Kabbalah, that Mesiras HaTorah from generation to generation. And that's what the Rambam says, the ger is almost bringing himself back to Korach, because he made his own miniature Kabbalah. And therefore, that's the Oye Kabbalah love, Oye Horek. That's part of what the Kabbalah is. And that's what he means. Because he was from the Baalei HaMesorah. So that's a whole different level. Now, if you go through our sugya, when Yeshua ben Nun allowed this chelik of Torah to be forgotten, Yeshua ben Nun was the Baal HaMasor. He was the one that brought down the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. And if it was by his fault that the Masorah broke, so it's the same inyan. He was chayav al stand. Yeshua ben Nun was chayav al stand. And that's why Bikshu Yisrael Ahoga. Klal Yisrael went, they were Bikshu Yisrael Ahoga. They wanted to kill him. Because they felt that he's breaking the Masorah of the Torah. But it was by his fault. Now, Yeshua ben Nun himself, right, who was still the one who accepted the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu himself, on him, it wouldn't be Novi Rashi L'Chadish Dova. Because his Nevuah wouldn't have been Machadish something. Because he was Makabel those mitzvahs. Those 300 mitzvahs, or 3,000 mitzvahs. He was already Makabel them from Moshe Rabbeinu. For him to bring it back to himself, it's only a problem of Lav Bashamayim. Because it's not creating the Messiah. He had it already. He was given over to him. The rest of Klal Yisrael, who have not accepted these 3,000 halachas yet, for them the Torah was never given. These mitzvahs didn't yet exist. So for them it would be Mechadish Tova. That's why the other Nevi'im said, Eila Advorim, Shein Novi Rashi L'Chadish Dovo Me'at. A Novi cannot be Mechadish something. Because a Novi cannot be Mechadish something, that's why they weren't able to go ahead and do it. Now, that's all for the door of Moshe and Yeshua. But future generations, if they forget a halacha, and then it's brought back through Nevuah, something which already existed, was given over to Klal Yisrael, there's not a problem with Lav Bashamayim. Lav Bashamayim is only a problem in the transmission of the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Only Yeshua ben Nun was that bridge. By him there was a problem of Lav Bashamayim. But once the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, and then it became Yerusha of Klal Yisrael, and now it gets forgotten, Rashi holds that's not a problem of clearly not a problem of Eila Advarim, because it was given already. And it's not a problem of Lav Bashamayim, because the Masorah was already here, to Klal Yisrael. Only Yeshua, who was the bridge from Moshe to Klal Yisrael, that was the most sensitive time. Because there the Torah wasn't yet Torah's HaKlal. The Torah didn't become yet the Torah of Klal Yisrael. At that point, there was a problem of Lav Bashamayim. Rashi holds, once the Torah was given, and it was given to Klal Yisrael, and now the Shamayim is only being megalah to you something which Klal Yisrael already accepted, that's not a problem of Lav Bashamayim. That's like telling us a Metzius. Just like Shamayim could tell us a Metzius, now they're telling us also Metzius. Metzius is that this halacha was given to you. We're not creating a din. We're telling you. Just like you don't know if this guy is this guy's son or that guy's son. The halacha is saying, this is the halacha that you got. That's not a problem. In the door of Yeshua ben Nun, since Rav Klal Yisrael were not Mekabel the Torah yet, so at that point the Shamayim would have been creating the Masorah. That's a problem of Lav Bashamayim. Just because the fact that only Yeshua had those halachas didn't yet make it the Yerusha of Klal Yisrael. And that, I think, is the Shita's Rashi. Could be the Rishonim who argue with Rashi. But that would answer all the kashas on Rashi from the various sugyas and shas to our sugya. Because our sugya is at that sensitive point before the Torah became Torah's Klal Yisrael. Didn't become yet Yerusha's HaKlal. At that point, we couldn't use Shamayim as a way to create Masorah. We could use Shamayim as a way to remind us the Masorah. Just like we could use Shamayim to tell us any fact. They could also tell us a fact, a halacha that we already got, that they could do. Now that's all if they're telling us a fact. If Shamayim is giving us a hachra, that would not work. So in other words, there's a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. We don't know how to paskin. Shamayim says, you know what? The svar of Abaye is good. That would not work. Because then Shamayim is creating halacha, not being megala halacha. It's creating halacha that you cannot rely on Shamayim. That would be like Shachum v'chazav yizdu. But where there's a Torah Shabbal Pemach like this? Because because of Svara Machloikas. And now we need a Hachroh. Is Abaya right in Svara? Is Rava right in Svara? And Shemayim comes, and that was given to Oretz to be Machriah. Oh, you know what? Let me add one clear, just to make this point clear. Let me add one point. The Ritvor, somebody could get me a Ritvor in Erevin. It's a critical Ritvor. The things that we're discussing till now are things that will be part of Torah Shebiksav, or part of what I call Torah Shebiksav, part of the clear halachas that were given to Moshe Rabbein. Clear halachas that were given to Moshe Rabbein. But then we know there's the element of Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebaalpeh are things that are totally in Achroh. So the Ritvor says, Shkech, the Ritvor says in Erevin that besides for the clear-cut things that were given to Moshe, they were also given over to Moshe different svaras. He says that on those svaras, it's given over to the Chachmei Hador, to Machriya, in those svaras. So what he says as follows. Elu ve'elu divri lekimchai. The Gemara says in Erevin that Bishamai svar is good, Beisilul svar is good, but Alochas kedivir Beisilul. So I told you that would be a case of Lav Bashamayim. The reason why we go like Beisilul is because they're a roif. Says the Ritvor, Shalu Rabbonei Tzarafas. This is on Daf Yud Gimel, in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Rabbonei Tzarafas asked the question, Heich Efsha, how is it possible? This guy says also. This guy says mutter. How could they both be right? Does it make sense? Says the Ritvor, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, they showed him in Torah Shebaalpeh, memtes ponim leisu, memtes ponim lehet. The Banish showed him 49 different ways to look at things. And he told him, Moshe Tfishala Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Moshe asked the Rabbanu Shalom, so there's a chelik of Torah that's not clear. Meaning Moshe, when he came down, he told Klaiso, this is, you could look at it like this, and you could look at it like that. So Moshe asked the Rabbanu Shalom, what's the halacha? The Rabbanu Shalom told him, she is a mosul l'chachme Yisrael shebechol dor v'dor. This is given over to the Chachme Yisrael. V'yeachro k'moysam. And the Achroh should be like them, like the majority of the Chachomim, like Acher Rabbim. And why can't another Bezdin in a new generation reanalyze it? That's because there's a rule. Ein Bezdin Yochel Avato Bezdin Chaveroi, Elim Ken Godol Mimenu Bechochmo Beminyan. Taka Enechanami. If you have a Bezdin later on that's greater, they can. So that goes back to David Shaila. When it's something which is totally an Achroh, then Shemayim can't be Machriya. Because then Shemayim is creating Torah. Not being Megala. But if Shemayim says, listen, this is what Moshe told you. You want to know what Moshe said? This is what he said. That's not a problem. If Shemayim, according to Rashi, because that's not a creation, say a fact. If Shemayim says, listen, Beishamai says a Sfora like this, Beisul says a Sfora like that, Beishamai Sfora is right. No good. Because that's what the Rebbeinu Shem gave us to be Machriya, not Shemayim. It's not Shemayim's job to be Machriya. It's Oretz's job to be Machriya. And that's the Nafkamim. So the way we're coming out, Lamais, according to Rashi, is that there were three Tkufis. Moshe, Yeshua, and then future generations. Moshe, there was no such thing as Lav Bashemayim. That's who Moshe was. He was the one that spoke to Shemayim, came back. Once the Shemayim came back, no problem. That's Moshe. The entire oral, anything that wasn't Mamash written. All the Dikduke Sefer from everything was given over to Yeshua. When it says that Yeshua forgot these, when it says Yeshua forgot these 300 halachas, these were not things that were written in the Torah. They were written. He told to Yeshua. Until later generations, till like in the time of the Anshei Knesset Hagdela, the Torah was given over from Rav to Talmud, And Roiv Klal Yisrael didn't have a hekif in Torah Shabbat Peh the way we have today. I mean, to some degree. It was Da'anshek Nezagdelus that they meet with Harbe Talmidim, and they made the Torah Shabbat Peh into Nachlas HaKlal. So that's the... But the Bali Masorah gave it over from generation to generation. Now Yeshua Ben Nun was that bridge from Moshe to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, information that Yeshua already received from Moshe, for him, it wouldn't be considered that Shemayim is creating something. That's why it's not called Novi L'Chadish Dovah. On the other hand, it can't be that the Masorah is going to rely on something that was never given to Klal Yisrael. So that's why there's a lot by Shemayim here. For the other Nevi'im, they never got the Halach at all, it would be like renewing a Kabbalah, making something new. That's a Novi Rashi L'Chadish Dov. But for Yeshua, that wasn't the issue, because he already accepted it. The main Chiddush that I'm saying is that until it became Nachlas HaKlal, that's what I'm trying to tell you, Pshat and Rashi. Until the Torah became part of Klal Yisrael's receipt, the Klal Yisrael received it, then there was still a problem of bringing that Masorah via Shemayim. Except for Moshe. Moshe had that right. Moshe was able to give the Masorah over just via Shemayim. But after the Kuf of Moshe ended, we couldn't use Shemayim as the Masorah. Yeshua, like I'm saying, was in between Moshe and giving over to Klal Yisrael. What? How? No, according to the way we're learning, actually Klal Yisrael were going to kill him. They were going to kill him because they felt that the and the Rebbeinu Shem said they had a leg to stand on. The fact is that Yeshua was a shogeg, was an oinus, that Klal Yisrael didn't know. But they really, and that's what Rebbeinu Shem said, you have to put them in a masiv with pikuach nefesh, where they need him for milchama, and they won't kill him. I'm not learning like Rebbeinu Shem and Eibishitz that they were getting distracted. They pasha needed. Rebbeinu Shem told him, the only eitzah right now is to make that Klal Yisrael need you for Bikoach Nevesh, so they'll... But otherwise, the way they're thinking, they're right. The way they're... But let me just give you my Mokemis for next week. Yeah, well, Pinchas, I wanted to base Pinchas on the Medrash that says that when Moshe came down, he used to give the Torah over to Aaron and to Nadav Aviyu. So I want to say he was part of that circle. So therefore, he didn't have that issue. That was the way. Okay, we're going to Mitzvah Shem finish the Perek next week. So we'll be doing the Mishnah from Yedzayin Amud Beis until the end of the Perek. And we'll be going through the Rambams and the Ravid, which is Perek Aleph Hilchos Tmura Halacha Beis, Perek Aleph Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach Halacha Gimel, and all right, the Or Sameach will post. There's Or Sameach. Okay. Cult of. Good. The Mashmoish is not like that, but it's. You could. It's a Balabatish.